Today, a spokesman for the president of Afghanistan made a veiled accusation against Pakistan. He said Pakistan's intelligence agency was behind yesterday's suicide bombing in Kabul. That blast killed more than 40 people. Afghans often feel that their country is a chessboard for Pakistan and other regional powers. Well, now one of those powers in particular is worrying the Bush administration, Iran. Iran says it wants to help Afghanistan develop its economy, but Iran's motivations may not be so pure. The World's Quill Lawrence sent us this report from Herat in western Afghanistan.
A couple of dozen widows and unemployed men line up outside the entrance to a small building to collect donated food. They pass under a large sign that identifies the Imam Khomeini Center. Ayatollah Khomeini founded the neighboring Islamic Republic of Iran. The charity is funded with Iranian money. This Afghan widow, a woman named Zahra, is getting rice and beans and flour. She says sometimes she gets blankets in the winter.
The Iranians are helping poor Afghan widows, people in poverty, so that these people can move ahead and Afghanistan can develop.
Still, even the recipients of the charity have mixed feelings toward Iran. Iran did take in hundreds of thousands of refugees during Afghanistan's 3 decades of war. But now, many of those Afghans have been forced to return. Raja, one such refugee, is waiting in line for food. He says the Iranians are angry that Afghanistan is close to the U.S.
The Iranians tell us that they don't have good relation with Americans, and they say, why you have come to our country? So go back to your country. You know, you have relation with Americans.
There's more at stake than refugees and food supplies. Iran is on the route for drugs smuggled out of Afghanistan to Europe. Afghan insurgents get a piece of the action. And U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan, Bill Wood, says they're also getting weapons from across the border.
There's no question that weapons have gone to the Taliban from Iran.
Ambassador Wood says that doesn't mean Iran wants the Taliban to win.
The Taliban are fundamentalist Sunni Muslims. Iran is predominantly Shia. I don't think that Iran wants the government to win either. I think that the Iranian policy is to ensure that there are no winners in Afghanistan, only losers. And I think they're going to fail in that policy.
The Iranian ambassador to Afghanistan was not available for comment, but Iran denies that it supports the Taliban insurgency. Still, Tehran is probably nervous about the presence of American special forces along its border with Afghanistan to the east, in addition to U.S. troops in Iraq to the west. Some Afghans worry that they're again stuck in the middle of a dispute between great powers, says Mullavi Khodidat Saleh, head of Herat's Muslim Council.
Why is this our fault? We're being pounded between two stones.
Saleh says he expects more from the Iranians.
We are both Islamic countries and we are brothers, but we expected they would provide us with more assistance.
One thing Iran clearly has improved is the transit between the two countries. An Iranian flag flaps over a railway construction site here in the desert. The rail will connect Herat with the Iranian border. Iran began construction of a highway along this route as soon as the Taliban fell in 2001. The highway is now complete. This Iranian manager says hundreds of Afghans have been employed to prepare the ground for the new railroad. The rails are set to be laid down next year. Iranians say they'll then redouble their efforts to help the economy of western Afghanistan. Iran presumably hopes its influence will double as well. For the world, this is Quill Lawrence, Herat, Afghanistan.